Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord for another episode of the program, the ministry program, The Family Knows Best. Brother Dwayne Harshaw here tonight, thanking the Lord for life, health, and strength. Thanking them for many struggles that we go through in life. Many things that sometimes, you know, you just go through and you just move on and keep your mouth shut too. Struggles is always going to be in our life as long as God is blessing us through situations in life. The enemy's always working. Somewhere along the way, he's always working, and he brings about situations in your life sometimes. But we, as children of the Lord, we have to continue to hold on and trust the Lord to see us through all of the struggles, all of the pains, because without him, we can't make it. Without him, it's a hard task sometimes. We just go through and thank him for everything that he continues to bless us through and takes us through. We honor the Lord tonight for what he is doing in our lives and around us and in our families and loved ones and relationships. We thank him for his mercy and grace that he continues to bless us each day, wake up in the morning with new mercy to be able to trust and depend on him to see us through that new day. We're going to continue to move on and have a prayer list before we get started. We're going to put some people on the prayer list and continue to pray for each and every one and each other. Tonight, I do want to put my companion on the prayer list. She has surgery tomorrow on her left knee. Want to continue to remember her in prayer. We have a number of people that we know of, and I'm not good at many names, but God knows each and every one that is requesting and needing prayer. And I just want to know that he's with us and he will see us through. Many people, but we're going to remember the incarcerated. All of our loved ones, our church body and church leaders, continue to remember our church members, our children, grandkids, great-grands. Continue to remember our households, our schools, teachers. Continue to remember the police force as we go through, the firefighters. We have so many that needs it tonight. The Ukrainians, the Russians, all of those things going on across the land. Continue to pray for all of our leaders that they would learn to come together and make the right decisions. They're in high positions, but it act as if they don't have the knowledge to do anything and come together and work together on nothing. Always a lot of chaos between both sides when we're all as one people, regardless to the Republican, the Democratic, or whatever it may be, you're still all one people. And we have to come to an agreement together on things for things to be able to change for the better. And that's where we're failing at. And getting deeper and deeper behind is one of the worst states that we can ever think about when we was one of the best at one time, but they've got so crazy and unpredictable. They've made right wrong and wrong right to everything. Any and everybody has rights now as so-called. But we know that God is able to change it all and make it right. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, humbling ourselves, thanking you, Lord, for another new day that you have given us, Lord, that was a promise to us. And Lord, we haven't done anything so good to deserve it. But your mercy and grace you have shared with us to be able to be here on another day. We honor you right now, dear God, for all that you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Because without you, Lord, we're nothing. We could do nothing. Without you, Lord, there is no life. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, that we may have an opportunity at eternal life. He made it possible for us to have a choice to make and have a life of eternal. But Lord, it's a free gift to each and every one that will repent and receive it, to want to change their lives. But Lord, we know that you are able, through and by anything we could ever imagine, to see us through. Lord, you've already heard all of the requests made throughout each and every person. You already know what each and every one needs, and each and every family and loved one. We thank you and ask you to touch the ones in their body right now, dear God, that's going through struggles in their life. And I ask you to help us, Lord, that we will stay on the straight and narrow, thanking you for everything that you continue to do for us. Continue to work in our homes, our relationship. Continue to work in our loved ones' lives. Because, Lord, we know that you're able to see us through. We honor you and we thank you. Our honor and praise and glory belongs to you. And we thank you, dear God, for all you've already done for seeing us through. We ask that you bless this program tonight. Each and every voice, each and every caller, each and every one online that may listen in, dear God, we ask that we can be an encouraging word to someone and that we may get encouragement from those words to live by. We ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Do it all. He's the one seeing and taking us through it. No matter how hard it seems sometimes, we have to trust him and hold on. And it does get hard sometimes through the struggles, the tests that we go through in life. And we look at situations in life, and it looks like it's turned around. The harder as we as God people try, seems like it makes it the hardest on us sometimes. And the ones out there getting by the easy way, that's doing everything in the wrong way, look like they're living a good life. But we can't look at that situation. Sometimes I used to look at it, and I'd get upset because I seemed like I was doing all that I could, but I was still struggling through certain things that I wanted to get, certain things I wanted to go through. And I had to realize when Christ chose me and gave me an opportunity to serve him, that I had overlooked those things because he had given me something much more better in my life than all of those things that I was looking to. And it was salvation. And he made it possible for me to have that opportunity. to serve him. And it's the best thing that I'd ever done in my life. And I stopped looking at those young men that was doing the things that they was doing and getting things the easy way around. Because in the end, God's going to take care of it all. But the thing is, he said he would never leave us or forsake us. He would always be with us. And he said he would always take care of our need. You know, most people say needs, but it says need. He would take care of those needs, things that you need. And it says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these other things will be added. So if you seek the kingdom first, if you seek the kingdom first, he already let us know that all these other things, you know, will be added. And we have to love the Lord. We have to be obedient to the Lord. Many struggles are going to come our way. We're going to be hurt for many things in life. Some things is not going to seem like it's fair in life. We're going to feel like we're all alone sometimes in life. But the thing is, we're not. We always have someone right by our side. And that someone is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful tonight and I'm thankful. We're going to move on. And just want to talk a little bit about, you know, family. Family knows best, but the thing is, what family is missing today? Family is missing the things in life that God has intended us to have. And that is, we're going to look at in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 and 23, Paul lists 9 specific behaviors, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control that result from the work of the Holy Spirit in a Christian's life. It didn't say in a sinner's life. It said in a Christian's life. So this is where most of our family members, where we want them to be in life, have God's salvation within their life to where we can have the fruits of the Spirit in our lives to live by. Then change you can see in the families because they'll know how to come together. They'll know how to love. They'll know how to live. They'll know how to go through situations in life. But if they don't have salvation, they don't know. That's why we go through these processes, trying to give them something to go by, to live by. The Lord let us know if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. So within that, we have to be in a state of obedience in God's word, God's will for us in life. We have to continue to share everything the best we can. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. Make it good or bad. It's known by its fruits. Are you putting out, is the tree putting out good fruit? Once a tree put out bad fruit, what do? You get rid of it. It's no good for nothing. You out there, you lost. But you find a tree that's bearing good fruit. What do? You pick that fruit. You use it. You eat it. Because it's good for you. That's the fruit we're talking about in Christ. The fruits that he's given us. Fruits of the Spirit. In our lives, we live by these 9 fruits was love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. It says, as such things, there is no law. There is a slight variation in the King James Version of this Bible passage. So Galatians chapter 5, King James Version. Well, this is, I guess, verse 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is, and it lets you know, this is what we're looking for in our lives. This is what we look to live by. And if we can live by this, it says, Paul contrasts the act of the flesh, sexual immorality, impurity, and adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambitions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, all of these, and more against the good fruit of the Spirit. They're the bad things in life that we look at that's not good for you. And then it lets us know, as you go back and you look at all of these situations, Galatians 5, verse 19, 21 is where it comes from. Okay, we got the fruit of love. Love for God and others results from receiving God's perfect agape love. Jesus encourages his followers. John 15:9-11 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So it's letting us know that love, we have to know, we have to have that love deep down inside. And it lets us know, just as the Father has loved the Son has loved the Father, he's kept his commandments. We have to do the same. We have to grow in it. We have to continue to have it in our lives in order to make it. This is what we need in our family and loved ones today. And they have to understand, without it, families are turned further apart. Fighting over possessions when family members die that they've had nothing to do with at any time while they were living. But everything starts up when one of the loved ones die and pass. Then families begin to do things that's not right. Fruit of joy. Now it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials and many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. It lets us know our trials is going to come. We have to persevere through these things in life. It says we are encouraged to do these things. Okay, it says it is the realization of God's favor and grace in one's life. Biblical joy is happiness that is not depending on our circumstances. So we are encouraged to consider it pure joy. for a reason, because we're going to be tried, we're going to be tested, we're going to go through, and a lot of pain is going to come through it sometimes, and it tears families apart, to whereas it's hard for families to heal from. But we have to continue to share these things, because this is what every Christian should have in their life. I know sometimes I get off track and sometimes may not have all the fruits of the Spirit that I should have in the right place at the right times. But we have to pray and ask the Lord to give us that discernment of spirit and to help us and forgive us for the wrong and the things that we are doing in life that's not right, and get it right. And it's a struggle, as I said. Things don't happen overnight. It's a process of things, a process of time that we go through. And we're living in God's time, not man's time. God's not on a timetable. God is God. He owns all. He's done all. He continues to keep us in all of whatever it may be. And when his time to call us in, our time's over with. We can't do anything about putting more time on us. If God don't give us more time, we don't have no more time. If he says it's time to call your number, your number. With. That's it. Nobody, no man can do anything about it. So we have to learn that everything is in a process of time. We have to live this Christian life like we've never lived it before, because the world is in chaos. The world is in a mess. And we have nowhere else to look but to the Lord and trust him, depend on him, have that faith that he has given us to understand that life goes on. When you're gone from this old world, you may be mentioned, you may be missed a little bit, but they're going on. Life's going on. The world's moving on. So while we're here, we make an impact through our Christian life, our living, this journey, to share, to help, to encourage, to show that love, to show the fruit of the spirits that live within us. And if we do, people will see it. And they'll say, yeah, there's something different about that right there. He got something a little different in him. And people begin to like what they see. They draw close to you because they want to know what it is. And then when you begin to share what the Lord has done in your life and what he's doing and seeing you through and letting them know that they can have the same if they trust in the Lord and ask him to change their life through repentance and receive that salvation, we all can come together and enjoy the fruits of the Spirit, because we learn what they mean then. We learn how to put them in action in our lives. Like I said, everything's a process. Everything takes time. Everything don't happen overnight. But how much do you want it? How much? That's what it breaks down to. If you want it, you pray and ask the Lord to help you with it. He's already given you everything that you need. All you have to do is go in there and get it. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for everything. I still got more to get. But I'm waiting, trusting, and seeking the Lord, because I know in due time, whatever he has for me is for me. Put it in his hands. Trust in him. He says not to lean to our own understanding, and our ways acknowledge him. He'll direct us to where we need to be. We don't have to do anything but trust them and have a little faith. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open up the mic here. Praise the Lord. Shalom. How we doing this evening? Bishop, we have your mic open. Anything you would like to share or add to get back with them in a little bit? We're going to move on, and we're going to go to Fruit of Peace. Fruit of Peace. Okay. It says, a life of peace is safe and secure both physically and mentally, as well as wholeness and harmony with God and others. Okay, it says the biblical concept of peace. Inside, inclusive of life without conflict, as well as wholeness and harmony with God and others. A life of peace is safe and secure both physically and mentally. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. Read that again. Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. So that lets us know we have to have that peace. Our mind's got to be governed by the spirit to have that peace. We already know that it's governed by the flesh. That means death. We don't have an opportunity in life. We live life in the world, and the world only has death for us at the end of that journey if we don't have something more, the Spirit of the Lord living within us. It says right here, peace results from allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and minds. When we have peace, we are from fear and worry about finances or safety, our salvation, and our eternal life. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is seen in the peace that comes even when our circumstances are far from transpiring. Jesus encourages his followers in John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. He's letting us know, take heart. We have troubles, but he has overcome the world, and he will bring us to overcome within this world too. We have to have that faith, trust in Jesus, that the peace of Jesus will seal through, no matter how hard it seems. His peace, the best peace we'll ever be able to have. We have to trust it. Fruit of forbearance. Okay. It says the Greek word in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23 is often translated using other words such as patience, endurance, constancy, steadfastness, perseverance, long-suffering, slowness and avenging wrong. The Holy Spirit empowers believers to withstand challenging situations with perseverance and endurance. Okay. The Holy Spirit empowers believers to withstand challenging situations with perseverance and endurance, forbearance. So we get to the point where we're so overburdened about something, upset, can't take it no more, can't stand it too much, want to just let go and blow up. We have to learn that forbearance, we have to keep ourselves together in Christ, because this is another struggle that will break you down. The bad part about all of these struggles is it can bring anxiety and other things about in your life. It can have your blood pressure raised up from it, blood sugar, your whole body chemistry can be off from it. And then you're in more of a mess than you thought you was. Your health began to decline. And you're still going through these situations in life. When really, a lot of it, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. A lot of it you can change. But we have to realize and ask the Lord to give us the discernment of spirit of the things that we can change, and go ahead and leave the things that we can't change alone, because it's all in His hands. And when it comes about time for change to happen, He will have to be the one that changes things in our life if we want it changed. We have to understand everything that we do in this day and time, as God's children, as Christians, is all about Him. Once we take ourselves out of the situation and place it in God's hands, then we can start to see God do things in our lives. We pray for, we ask for, we look for to be done, to go through these troubles, these hard times in life, these struggles. Family members need to understand the world is not getting any better. It's getting worse day by day. Family members need to understand that we need to come back together like we used to. Pray together. Show love together. Gather up these fruits of the Spirit in our lives by a change in our lives, by repenting and accepting Christ into our life. This can make a big difference in family. If we could come together as family and have these changes in our life, we can live out life better through the hard times, because we always have someone that we can call on. When you're out there in the world and things are not working out for you, there's not many things you can look to, but the liquor bottle, the drugs, and then most people look to ending it with suicide. We can always go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for these things. Pray for these mountains to be moved from my life. Pray for comfort, peace. And it takes all of that. Because when you're in a situation and you feel like you're all alone, and nothing's working for you. And you seem like you're doing the best you can at things, and no one else can see it in your life. It makes you feel as if you're all alone. We don't know what this whole world is going to bring to us day by day. We don't know what we're going to face day to day in life. We don't know what someone else may be going through. But people's going through something. Everybody. I go through with old pain in my legs and my knees. Old left leg all the way down from my foot to my knee now, swole up all the way up my leg. Hurts sometimes. Pain sometimes. My ankles get to hurting from that old gap. But the thing is, I'm going to continue to move on. I'm not going to give up. I have to sometime push through the pain. Arthritis hit. You go through. I have a lot of different things that's going on within. But I'm not going to give up. I'm going to move on and hold on because I have the Lord on my side. If I give up, I can't make it. I can push through the pain and I can make it because I have Jesus to call on when it feels like I can't go no farther. I trust in the Lord. I thank the Lord. I've been through 5 knee surgeries. He's blessed me to get it together and be able to walk. 2 total knee replacements in the surgeries. 3 major surgeries, 3 regular surgeries. But the thing is, even though all of those situations and pains come my way, I'm still able to move. I'm still able to do for myself. A lot of people's not. A lot of family members need help with nobody to help them. A lot of family members are in a situation that are in need and no one wants to help them. And then we get in a situation through our government and other situations, and they say, well, we have these benefits that will help, but when you call, and they say, well, no, you're not qualified because you make too much money. You're struggling to make it as you are, but they say you make too much money. But the rich man can go to that same government and have all the money he needs. And if he got that money already, don't have to pay much of nothing. They qualify him to get what's needed. But the man that don't have much is the one that has to suffer the pain sometimes. The world's not fair because we have the wrong people that are in control of things that they shouldn't be. They're not fair. So this is the thing that family got to realize. When you look and you say, well, this ain't fair, that ain't fair. Well, we live in a world that's not fair. We have leaders that's not fair. We have a lot of things going on that's not fair. But we know that we have our Lord and Savior, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is fair and just in all of his ways. So he's the one. We don't look to these people. He's the one we look to. We call on in the time of trouble, in the time of need, trusting, knowing. We may have to wait, and it seems like the prayer is not going to be answered. But the thing is, it might not be answered in the way we see fit and want it. But when he does and answers that prayer in the way that he does, it's always going to be in the right way, and it's always going to be on time. He knows exactly when. He knows how. He knows what. It doesn't matter. He asked us to believe and have a little faith. Believe. Have a little faith. Be obedient to the word. Trust. Depend. These are the things we have to do. As hard as it may seem sometimes, this is the things that we have to go through. Fruit of kindness. Fruit of kindness. Romans chapter 2 verse 4 reminds us that God's mercy and grace should lead us to repentance, not judgment. The Holy Spirit enables us to have moral integrity with kindness and not get trampled in self-righteous judgment. So that means we got to judge fairly. And when we do something out of the way, it says, reminds us that God's mercy and grace should lead us to repentance. We can't lead ourselves. God's grace and mercy, unmerited favor, something we don't deserve that he's given us an opportunity in, offered a free gift of salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. And we want to get all the big head and everything like we've done something so good and haven't done anything. We serve a God that knows all, that has done all, continues to do all. Family need to get it together. Stop having envy against one another, hatred, thinking you're better than the next family member. Upset because they have something that you don't have, that you may want. Why they get and I can't get it. Well, what position are you in? And do you know what it took for them to get what they have? They had to go through some situations in life. They had to go through some pains and struggles in life. It may not have been easy for them to get what they got and where they're at in life, but they was willing to do what needed to be done to get there. We have to look at all of these situations in our life, knowing, instead of getting upset about it, complaining about it, not wanting to make a way for yourself or your family, because there's a lot of people out there, family, that's using family, thinking that they're getting over on family. There's a lot of it going on. No trust. No truth in family. Our problem is turned around backwards. We have to learn to come together with a different attitude for the better. Fruits of the Spirit, letting us know what we have to have in order to be able to do this. God has given us everything we need, told us what we didn't need, and told us what we do need. Now we have the decision to make for ourselves. Are we willing to repent and accept the good things? Are we willing to stay out into the world and do the bad things? That's what it boils down to. When it's all said and done, that's what it boils down to. I'm going to open up the mic here again and see if we can get in touch with this young man again. Praise the Lord. Bishop, are you on with us tonight? Anyone have anything they'd like to say? Anything? Okay, we'll move on. Let's move on to what we have here. We have fruit of goodness. Fruit of goodness. Okay. What is the fruit of goodness? The contemporary English version of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11, highly misleading. Okay. We pray for God's power to help you do all the good things you do, to do, and your faith make you want to do through the Holy Spirit's work in Christians' life. They are upright in the heart and do good things. We're going to read that again. We're going to read that again. Okay, one more time. The contemporary English version of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. This highlights this meaning. We pray for God's power to help you do all the good things you hope to do and your faith makes you want to do through the Holy Spirit's work in Christian lives. They are upright in the heart and do good things. It says God's power to help you do all good things you hope to do, and your faith comes along with this. God's help you. Do you have faith to go ahead and continue to do these good things that God is giving you to do? Because without Him, we can't do it. So, He has given us a good work to do. We have to trust God to help us to do it, have faith to be able to do it, to want to do it. If we have all of this, God will see us through and help us, but we have to ask for help. We have to want help, and we have to have that faith to know that He will help. Praise the Lord. No good that we do on our own, but through and by the will and the grace of God, we do this. Fruit of faithfulness. Fruit of faithfulness. In the New Testament, faith is the belief in good. In the New Testament, faith is the belief in God and the conviction that Jesus is the Messiah through whom we attain eternal life, eternal salvation is what it says. Faith is the belief in God and the conviction that Jesus is the Messiah through whom we obtain eternal salvation. Faith is the belief in God and the conviction that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Second Thessalonians, okay, that's the same verse I just read up here, I believe. Let's see, Second Thessalonians 1:11. Yeah, it's the same verse. And it says, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring the fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deep promoted by faith. So it's going to take him to do this. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his Father God. It's going to take him to do this. We have to trust and believe in him. Fruit of gentleness. The fruit of gentleness. Jesus describes himself as gentle in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. There you go. Gentleness. Jesus describes himself as gentle. In Matthew 11:29, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from Jesus. For I am gentle and humble in heart. Have to be in your heart. Gentle and humble in heart. It has to reach your heart. Some way or another. And if it reaches your heart, and you will find rest for your soul. A lot of good things happens in the heart when you got Christ living within your life. Such a great salvation that makes you love, makes you think differently, makes you live differently. Okay, this is number 9, fruit of self-control. Fruit of self-control. Okay, as Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. So, with the flesh and the Spirit being in contrast with one another, it's just like you caught in the middle of two situations, one pulling one way and one pulling the other way. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This old flesh brings up evil desires. But when you're led by the Spirit of God, good desires come from it. Yeah, we just have to continue to believe, trust in the Lord. As believers in Jesus Christ are given the Holy Spirit to lead them and empower them, in Acts 2, chapter 8, Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." He has it all in control, all power, everything is in his hands. We're living in a world that everything that we do, Jesus already has control of. He already knows what's coming. He already knows how to take care of it. He already knows what we're going to go through and how to fix it. We just have to have faith, trust, believe, depend, and be obedient. We are blessed tonight, and everyone that are listening in that have come online and called in, I hope you got something from this tonight that may encourage you, that Christ is the way. He's the source, and he is everything that we need. If we will open up our hearts and repent and accept him into our lives, we have a job to do. And he has given us a way to do it and given us everything that we need to do it. Trust in him, and he will lead and direct you in the way you should go. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we end this program tonight, we ask that you have blessed someone that has listened in and called in. We ask that you bless your many people, dear God, and continue to bless our family members to love one another and understand that we need these things in life to go by, dear God, to live by, in order to try to bring family together. And, Lord, we can do nothing of our own, but it takes you, Lord, to give us what we need in life, to be able to share, to be able to live by. Help me, Lord, that I may live by each one of these spirit of the fruits, dear God, to get my life right, dear Lord, in the way that I should. And forgive me, Lord, of all of my sin, and help me, Lord, to be what you would have me to be. And continue to bless each and every one in their bodies, their families, their loved ones. We give you all honor, glory, and praise tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shalom to everyone.